T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got an extremely fun Friday show for you here on Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. Away we go, bringing the noise, bringing the energy here to you today. It is so great to be here, Mark, Ryan, and Lonzo. We are Offsides. It is awesome to have you with us 1 to 4 on a Friday. You know, Sunday, it will be 1 month. Sunday at 5:40 p.m., will be 1 month since I've arrived here. You're listening to episode number 19 of Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, and it has been an incredibly fun first month of the show. Lonzo, what has stood out to you about our first month together?
I'm tired, man. That's what it is.
Am I wearing you out?
I'm just tired.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit. It's not just you. This last month, there's been a ton of stuff going on in the building as far as people quitting and a bunch of things like that. So it's a whirlwind.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lonzo. I have in front of me, thanks to you, an absolutely pristine and beautiful 13-item cut sheet for the show today that I'm incredibly grateful of. You know what else I'm grateful of, and I'd like to share this with you. People are taking me up on the offer to email the show, right? Which you can do at markryan@espnupstate.com. I got an email. I received an email this afternoon from a Miles Alexander, who is an academic advisor and adjunct English professor at USC Upstate, who says the following. I was listening yesterday. The subject of the email is just the best. I was listening on February 7th. There was a segment where a high school coach was interviewed, resulting in about 10 ideas why South Carolina isn't producing its share of athletes for football, the state of South Carolina. This was the best thing I've heard on sports talk radio in a long time. Actual new information. Extremely interesting. A little investigative journalism. Versus hours of what Clemson has done lately, groaned. Bad part, I didn't get to hear it all. I had to get out of the car. I'm hoping to access this on the recordings. Keep up the good work. That was stellar in bold. Miles Garrett, as I wrote you back, this email made my day. Thank you so much for emailing the show. Good, bad, or ugly, you are welcome to email the show at any given time, and we'd love to hear from you. That email for you is Mark Ryan, that's M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. The phone lines, 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. The text line is there for you at 71307. It's the Health Dare text line. Start your text with ESPN, and away you go.
You know, I just want to interrupt real quick because of the guy who emailed you. People may not realize anything on this show that's been on the air is on our website. The podcasts are up there. So if you heard something a couple days ago, or you didn't hear all of something a couple days ago, go to our website, espnupstate.com, and you can find it all.
Beautifully said. All of it's there. I also emailed Miles that particular segment that you had tweeted yesterday, Lonzo. So great work there all around. You can also get to us on Twitter. We've shown you. We want to be the most interactive sports radio show in the Upstate. And that's not just lip service. We're actually getting to all of your feedback. We view the show as a party. Perhaps Lonzo and I are hosting the party, but the party is nothing without you, right? So we are hosting a party that you are very much involved in. You can get to us on Twitter at Mark Ryan on Air. Mark is with a C, at Lonzo on Word, at ESPN Upstate. So let's go ahead and get started with this. Kyler Murray has announced that he's doing the NFL Combine. Kyler Murray is going to rock the NFL Combine. And the NFL Combine is really the only event in sports. I mean, think about this for a minute. It's the only event in sports where grown-ass men gather around to watch a bunch of dudes in tights.
We're men in tights. We roam around the forest looking for heights. We're men in tights. We run from the rich and give to the poor, that's right. We may look like sissies, but watch what you say or else we'll put out your lights. We're men in tights. Always on guard defending the people's rights.
Ah, yes. Yes, and it's the only event. I mean, think about this. Think about how dumb we all are. We're just salivating to watch all. Oh, man, he looks good in tights. Look at how he runs around those cones in tights. It is somewhat comical. It is a complete and total meat market, and I'm every bit as fascinated by it as you are. Kyler Murray announces he's going to do the NFL Combine, and I think this is a great decision for him. If I was to ask you what athletes right now in sports get you to stop wherever you are and watch them, right? What athletes that you grew up watching? Primetime Deion Sanders was that for me. Whether he was hitting a baseball or whether he was returning a pick six for a touchdown, Deion Sanders got me to stop whatever the hell I was doing to watch him, right? Today, it's a very, very, very exclusive list of those athletes, no matter what I'm doing. They get me to stop and watch. Kiss up to Alonzo. Kiss up to your producer.
Wait.
3-2-1.
You just called me Alonzo. Okay, you just did. I won't call the listeners out too much because they slip every once in a while. But you don't do that.
Kiss up to Alonzo here. Listen to this guy. Here are the players that I will stop whatever I'm doing to watch today. A very, very, very exclusive list. The Greek Freak. Who is the Greek Freak, Jan? Lonzo?
You can't pronounce his last name either. It's Giannis.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Are you sure?
Yes, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He is the
Greek Freak. I will stop whatever I'm doing to watch Giannis. I will stop whatever I'm doing to watch Joel Embiid, the center on the Sixers. I will stop whatever I'm doing, brownie points with Lonzo, to watch Pat Mahomes. Because when you watch Pat Mahomes, you get to see something that you may not see anywhere else, right? The no-look pass, the underhand pass. He's incredible. And the fourth guy is Kyler Murray. I will stop whatever I'm doing to watch that guy. If he's on TV, if Oklahoma was on TV nationally, I was in. Because he was like watching, you know, if you played football video games, he was like watching the player you created that had 100 speed. He was like creating yourself in a video game, right? You ever done that where you like max out your guy in every single category? I think I've shared this with you guys, but I actually tested the video game Madden 2000. EA Sports. It's in the game. I actually tested that video game, right? So I'm in the game and you can play as me. In the video game Madden 2000, you simply type in the code, "We are the game." Madden says boom, and you will see Mark Ryan as a defensive end there. And of course, I'm rated 100 across the board. Kyler Murray is that dude that you created in your own video game to be the best and to be running circles around fools out there. And he doesn't look like he should be able to do that at 5'9". He just doesn't look like he should be able to do that. But I will stop whatever I'm doing to watch him. And I think he's made a fantastic decision to participate, Lonzo, in the NFL Combine.
Yeah, he should. I mean, listen, we're going to find out how tall he really is. We're going to find out how fast he really is. The question is he going to throw? Because I think that's the most important thing he can do in the combine. And a lot of these guys, they come in there and they don't throw, and I never get that. But I do want to see, obviously he's an athlete, and now we're going to get to see what he does in shorts and shirts.
And so can we please flush for 1 minute? Can we just please all get together, sing Kumbaya, and flush this horrible notion that short quarterbacks can't play in the National Football League, right? I mean, we now have a Fab Five of elite quarterbacks who have played under 6 feet and have played very, very well at the National Football League level. Number five for me is Fran Tarkenton, right? Former Minnesota Vikings quarterback. Number four is Sonny Jurgensen, right? 5'11". And then three that I grew up with, Doug Flutie, who couldn't play in the NFL because, quote unquote, he's too short, then lit up the CFL to the tune of four Grey Cups, and then played very, very well for the Buffalo Bills. Russell Wilson. You know, it's a shame that 5 years ago we were still not sure about guys like Russell Wilson and can they do it in the NFL. Russell Wilson is under 6 feet tall. And then finally, Drew Brees at 5'11 and a half. It blows my mind. And can I just add that at Oklahoma, you could say that Kyler Murray's offensive line is actually bigger than the offensive line he'll have in the NFL. They were monstrous. So can we please get together and flush this notion that short quarterbacks can't play in the NFL anymore? I think Kyler Murray is, I think Kyler Murray is outstanding. And when all is said and done, I think he's going to be the first overall pick in the draft. You know, this guy Haskins for Ohio State, he's the flavor of the month. But when people see Kyler Murray on the field, I think someone's going to fall in love with him and someone's going to trade up, and Kyler Murray will be the first player selected in the NFL draft. And of course, it's not an easy decision for Kyler. You're shaking your head, Lonzo. You can be wrong.
You can say that he will be the first quarterback, which I disagree on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The first quarterback selected.
You didn't say that. You said the first pick.
I misspoke.
That's why
he'll be the first quarterback drafted in the class.
Not being a homer here, but I am being a homer. Nick Bosa is going first. But you're right. He could be the very first quarterback. I still think Haskins goes first.
Well, yeah, and again, you have the right to be wrong on this show. I think Kyler Murray will move ahead of Haskins sooner rather than later. The latest mocks have Haskins going sixth to the Giants and Kyler Murray going 13th to the Miami Dolphins. Coming up next, we're going to have some fun here. I'm going to share with you why Kyler Murray is making the right decision to go to the NFL Combine, plus a big name for a new league. How exactly did they get this done? That and much, much more. You are listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Don't laugh at me, Lonzo. It is great to be here with you guys in a Friday edition of the show, episode 19. A lot of fun stuff coming your way. Oh, yes, Shannon Somerville of Fox Carolina will be joining us at 2:20 this afternoon. We're excited to be bringing that interview to her. You know she covers the Clemson Tigers. Has she ever found herself caught in the middle of a Clemson, South Carolina beef? Any survival tips there? Plus, what's the most interesting fan interaction she's had at around a game? She's also going to be covering the Daytona 500. Shannon Somerville of Fox Carolina joining us 1 hour from right now. I'm not sure if you caught this yesterday, but I was talking about the fact that I agree with Dabo Swinney that Clemson is not getting the national respect that it deserves. Dabo Swinney said yesterday that, you know, he continues to hear, well, what was wrong with Alabama in that game? What happened with Alabama? Why did they lose? Why did they fall off? And he feels like, they've been really shortchanged in terms of, hey, maybe Clemson was just better, right? And so I was on the air agreeing with him, in which we got a phone call from, I believe, a Bill, it was, right, that said it was my worst take to say that Clemson doesn't have respect. And, Bill lives here. Sometimes when you live in one place, your viewpoint can be somewhat parochial, right? You're not exposed to much outside of your bubble. And I'm a good guy to talk to about what the opinions are outside the bubble because of all the different places that I've lived, right? Doing in this career, Orlando, Pensacola, Miami, Tampa, Atlanta, Houston, and now here, right? I've lived all over the place. And I can tell you the feeling around Clemson is, you know, the most common question I've been asked about the national title game is what the hell happened to Alabama? Not this was one of the greatest title game performances I've ever seen. There's no doubt about it. People respect Clemson, but they don't yet have the national clout that Alabama does. So Bill took me to task for saying it was a bad take. And then Neil calls in and goes right back at Bill in one of the best calls we've gotten since I began here. And again, this is episode 19 of Offside. So here we go. Here's Neil's call from yesterday.
I called to talk NBA, but Bill got me started, and the NBA is going to have to take a back seat until tomorrow when I call you.
Okay, thank you. Sounds good.
Bill is the prime reason why people from this area either love Clemson or hate their candy asses. He's what I call the Triple H Clemson fans, which is a hard-headed hillbillies that don't listen. It was not you telling him that Clemson is getting no respect. It was you telling him that's what people are saying, including his own damn head coach. His own coach is saying it. There's a reason why the SEC has a bias over Clemson, over the ACC. Because when Clemson was winning 7 and 8 games, their stadium was half full. South Carolina down in William-Bryce Stadium. Ben Hill Griffin Stadium down in Gainesville. We went 4 or 5 games, and we still have the damn stadium sold out every single game. That is the bias. People love football in the SEC. The ACC, not so much. Clemson, he even came out and said, we can beat Alabama anytime, anywhere now. Okay, you beat their ass this year. Last time I checked, it was 2-2, right, Mark?
Absolutely. 2-2 in the college football playoff.
Clemson right now, and I agree with you on one thing, they're the most dominating. What Dabo has done at Clemson is more impressive than what Nick Saban has done in Alabama. I 100% agree with that. But don't get the big head, because when you're at the top, there's only one way to go, and that's straight down. People like that just drive me crazy with the Clemson crap, not listening to one damn thing you're saying. You're on his side, and yet he still has to call in and throw you under the bus, talk about the worst take you've said so far on your show. The worst take you said is today. It's the Lakers not making the playoffs.
All right, that's maybe my favorite call that we've gotten here. Alonzo, I'm going to have you file that, maybe even post that, if you would, on our website by itself. That call is so good. So, Alonzo, I need to get your initial reaction to Neil coming strong at the Homer Clemson takes on the show.
Well, if you remember when you first started here, I said I didn't have a problem with the Clemson team, the Clemson coaches. I have a problem with the Clemson fans. And there are really good Clemson fans out there. Unfortunately, the ones that are not so good are the ones who are the loudest, the ones that are the most arrogant. I did a show on our sister station, 106.3 WORD, for 11 years with one of those fans. And no matter what I said, no matter what I did, he reacted the way Bill did. I mean, and there was no getting through to him. They build an orange wall around their head, and you can't break through it, go under it, go over it. You can't blow it up. It will be there until they die.
I am dying laughing. What were the three H's again? Something hillbillies. And then he said, he called the Clemson fan base, the Clemson homers, not everybody, but he called them candy asses. It's absolutely killing me, man. Absolutely cracking me up. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun with that kind of stuff. We hope everyone can understand that at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, it's just sports, right?
But that's a problem. Some people take it way too seriously.
They do. That's a personal problem, right? It's not any problem that you have or I have or anybody else has. We have fun with sports. You know, trash talking between Clemson and South Carolina fans, it's supposed to be fun. And we're going to have fun with that dynamic of it here on the show. I can't control if people take some of it too seriously, but the reality of the situation is it's supposed to be fun. Sports is a game, right? It's supposed to be fun when all is said and done here. But be that as it may, absolutely loved the call from Neil yesterday, and was one of the more entertaining moments when I wasn't talking in the first few weeks of the show here. Let's get right to it. And Jimmy is up first. Jimmy, thanks so much for the call, man. You're offsides. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
All right. So what I think happened to Alabama was consistency or lack of consistency with their coaching staff. And Clemson has consistency with Brett Venables being the defensive coordinator for all four of those college football playoff games that they played against each other. So Brett Venables knows Alabama like the back of his hand. So that's what happened to Alabama, in my opinion.
Well, look, and Clemson is continuing that continuity. They gave two additional assistants. They bumped them up to $1 million each, the co-offensive coordinators today. So how do you sleep at night if you're a Clemson assistant, Jimmy? You sleep on a bed of cash. That's how you sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And they are taking care of those guys because those guys have earned it. The continuity, the family-type vibe that Dabo has established here at Clemson is something remarkable. It is absolutely remarkable, and all you can do is respect that. But, Jimmy, I would say that nationally the respect isn't there that the Alabama is getting, right? The respect is there here. It's just not there nationally yet, okay? Look, a lot of people respect what Clemson's done, but Dabo Sweeney said it best. He's hearing a lot of what happened to Alabama and not a lot of crediting Clemson for that game.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm a Gamecocks fan, but as I said, it's just that Alabama has different coaches every year, and sooner or later, it was going to catch up with Nick Saban and Alabama, and it caught up with them this year. And I don't know. I don't know if I totally agree with you that people don't respect Clemson. I mean, how could they not, the way they've played Alabama in all four of those college football playoffs, except for the one where Kelly Bryant was the quarterback and they only scored 6 points. But still, they still played tough. I mean, what, 24-6 was the final score? So, no, I disagree. I think they do have the respect from people from all across the United States and other areas.
So, Jimmy, thanks so much for the call, man. I do appreciate it. Look, I'm not saying they don't have respect. What I am saying is they don't have the level of respect that they should as the best overall program in all of college football. When the questions that I've been getting, okay, and realize, I just shared with you all the different places that I've hosted across the Southeast. When my friends in the media are texting me and they're like, Mark, you're by Clemson now, right? Yes. What the hell happened to Alabama? When that's the first question that people ask me, that's disrespectful to Clemson. And that's the very thing that Dabo Sweeney said yesterday about this. He's like, maybe it had nothing to do with Clemson. Maybe we're just that damn good, right? Beat our state rival by 3 touchdowns. Beat Notre Dame by 4 touchdowns. Beat Alabama by 4 touchdowns. Maybe it is not to do with them, and maybe it has to do with us. And I think he's right on with that particular point. The other thing I want to get to here is the XFL making a major splash yesterday, making an absolute major splash yesterday. And, you know, Bob Stoops agrees to coach and be the general manager of the team that's going to play in the NFL out of Dallas, right? So a short drive for him from, is that wrong, Lonzo? Is that right?
It's right.
Okay, that's right. Okay, you gave me the look like I said something wrong.
No. We're going to get our communication here eventually. It's okay. Still only been a month. I was waiting for you to tell me what cut. That's all I was doing.
Oh, we just roll in order here, baby.
Okay.
We just roll in order. Okay, that's how we do. So anyway, you know, it surprised me because when Bob Stoops retired, he did so because his father had died on the sidelines from a heart attack, and he didn't want that same fate to befall him, right? And so now he comes back and he's coaching, and he spoke to the fact that he needed some time off, and then he had so much time that he didn't know what to do with himself and got a little bit, started getting a little bit crazy. And, you know, Bob Stoops talks about, you know, valuing the opportunity that's in front of him right now.
Appreciate Oliver reaching out to me, Vince McMahon, and their vision for this league, for this program, and very much appreciate the opportunity to come here to a great football area, this North Dallas area, Dallas, Arlington, all the way up to Norman, Oklahoma. We consider this part of our territory as well, and just the appreciation to give me the opportunity.
Stoops continues that he expects the fans of the XFL to be rowdy.
I believe there's enough crazy football fans out there that still want more football. And you give them a good product, they want to watch it, they want to go see it and participate in it. And believe this league here in the XFL and some of the methods that they want to implement with the faster clock, less downtime, and with commercials and things like that, I think the fans will appreciate it and enjoy the different experience in watching a game, maybe in a little bit different way, but still watching true football that they're used to watching.
So, Bob, how are you going to go about putting together your team?
I really believe the quality of players will attract. You'll enjoy watching them compete. Even if it isn't the NFL level, there's still a lot of very good football players out there that may have been cut after 2-3 years or just maybe made it to the last cut on an NFL roster and all of a sudden they need a place to go. And these are guys that are going to be coming out of school that have played a lot of football, you know, come out of college that have played ball, that are experienced in this game. And so I believe we'll be able to put a great, fun, exciting product out on the field.
And Bob Stoops continues, you know, the thrill of starting something fresh and new really captured his imagination.
You know, I wanted to be the boss of my own time. And, you know, as the old saying goes, be careful what you wish for. You know, and all of a sudden I got to thinking after a couple of years, some days I've got too much time on my hands. And then to start a program from the ground floor to hiring coaches, and then you've got to put together your, you know, you got to accumulate your players, get your organization all set up. It reminds me a lot of when I first arrived at Oklahoma.
So which league has more momentum now, the XFL or the AAF, which debuts tomorrow with a couple of games? You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm skeptical, guys, of both of these leagues, and here's why. We as Americans are sports elitists, okay? We're just elitists when it comes to sports. We really are. If we're not the best, we're not interested. And I can illustrate that to you. In every other country, right, the Olympians are total national heroes that everyone recognizes wherever they are. 99% of our Olympians could pass right by in front of you and you wouldn't know who the hell they are. But I'm not blaming you because I wouldn't know who the hell they are either, right? If we're not, it's like Ricky Bobby. If we're not first, you're last to us in this particular country, right? So you look at the Olympics, you look at soccer. I think a huge part of the reason soccer isn't bigger here is not because Europeans get the sport and we don't get it, right? We all understand what soccer is. It's that we're not the best. When we're not the best, we don't care. That's just how we are. Men's tennis. Now, men's tennis used to be really popular in America when I was growing up, right? John McEnroe, Jimmy Connors, right? All of those cats. Why has men's tennis lost popularity here? Why do we love Serena, but hey, name me the best American men's tennis player today. Quick, Lonzo, go. Right? Why do you not know? Why can you name Serena, but you can't name the best men's tennis player?
The first name that I came up with, I don't think he's playing anymore, and that's Andy Roddick. And
right, he's retired.
Yeah, he's
retired. He's spending quality time with Brooklyn Decker, as you would be doing as well. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So here's the reality of the situation. You don't know because we don't care. If we're not the best, we don't care. And the XFL and the AAF, try as they might, are not going to be the best football leagues. And we show a complete and total lack of interest in anything that isn't the very, very best of sport. Okay? A complete and total lack of interest. But I can relate to Bob Stoops and why he chose to do this, and he's talking about starting something new. I'll let you guys behind the curtain here a little bit. When I chose to accept this job, I had a few people in the industry and a few of my best friends say to me, Mark, something here is not adding up. You've been in Atlanta, Tampa, and Houston most recently, and now you're going to Greenville? You're in Houston, and you're going to Greenville. And, you know, what those people don't get is that for me, I've been moved around quite a bit. It's not all about the size of the city, right? It's about the people within the city. And I really wanted to find a place that could be my radio home. Right. I wanted a place that could be my radio home and a place that I could help build. Our station here at ESPN Upstate has only been around since 2014. Do you have any idea how exciting this is for me? I don't care about, you know, Atlanta being the eighth largest market and Tampa being the 18th largest market and Houston being the fifth largest market. I don't care about that. I want to live in a place that I want to live. I want to live in a great place with a station that I have a chance to help grow, that I have a chance to help brand and to put my imprint on. And all of that was incredibly compelling and interesting to me. So I totally get Bob Stoops. Hey, Bob, you took this over a major college job? You took this over an NFL job? I know college and NFL teams were calling you, and you took the XFL job. He's like, look, man, I get to make my own hours. I get to build our own brand. I get to be a part of something brand new. Man, the entrepreneurial spirit in me absolutely loves that idea, absolutely loves it. And it's a big part of the reason I chose to come here, live in a great place with great people, a chance if I perform well for this to be my broadcasting home here in Greenville, my radio home, and a chance to grow this thing into becoming a beast. That's what I want to do. Will you join me along this journey? All right, coming up next. I've reached an uncomfortable age And unfortunately, it appears there's no turning back. You're listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. So, I have... there's a few people that have been come up to me here in the building in Entercom Greenville and just been incredibly kind and friendly. And one of them is a young guy by the name of, is it Matt Thomas? Is he a guy with Word? News guy with Word? Is that right, Lonzo?
Matt Hogan?
Matt Hogan. That's it. Matt Hogan. Chris Hogan, receiver of the Patriots, will help me remember Matt Hogan, news guy for Word.
So the tall guy with glasses.
Tall guy with glasses.
Okay, I just want to make
great,
sure we're
talking
about the same
guy. Gave me a lot of compliments. Said, Mark, man, I just... When they hired you, I kind of had the feeling like it would just be more of the same. And then I listened to your show, man, and it's totally different than anything that's here, and it's really a breath of fresh air. And so Matt and I have been chatting a little bit the last couple days. He's been shooting me some ideas for the show that I really, really appreciate. You know, it's interesting, but one thing that burns my brownies about Matt, and I've told him this, is that every single time I see him, Lonzo, everything is yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. Okay. That bothers you?
Okay.
That really bothers you?
Well, here's what bothers me about it, okay? I walk into my apartment complex. I give them a check. Thank you, sir. Okay? I'm checking out at the Publix down the road. Paper or plastic, sir. And I'm here to tell you this, Lonzo. A year ago, I wasn't getting that. Okay, I wasn't getting sir. So evidently, ladies and gentlemen, I have reached the age of sir, and I don't like it. I want to go back to not being the age of sir. What about me in the last year has changed enough to make me go by sir now? Why is this now my surname for me?
I can help you out here. I really can help you out. I mean, I could go. It's the pepper and the beard and the you know sideburns, but I think that's distinctive, and you know, I think there's
the
nothing wrong with that.
I prefer the pepper
salt,
to
the
salt.
Salt. Yeah, whatever. But you're just in the South. They say sir a lot. And by the way, Matt Hogan says sir to everybody.
But
so,
here's the thing. Like nobody says sir to him. Why?
Because he's a kid.
Okay. Okay.
And
so
here's another thing.
He's a college graduate.
Here's
who's 24, and he's a grown ass man.
Here's another thing. You have a title.
What's my? I'm a host.
No,
APD and host.
There you go. APD
right.
is still a title.
Right.
So technically, you know that makes you a higher up than him.
I appreciate rank
See,
and
you,
file and
here's
respect
the thing,
and all
you
that.
You want to feel old, and I'm trying to help you out here, and you just won't listen to me, which is kind of normal. But still, I mean, come on. It's just about your status.
Okay.
It's not about your age.
No, but it's nobody outside of this building knows my status within this building, and I'm getting it everywhere.
Here's
okay?
what we need to do. Here's what or what you need to do. If you go back home sometime.
Yeah.
And just walk around and see if anyone says sir. And then
no, this is what I'm telling you, Lonzo. The last 6 months that I lived in Houston, it was like people started to call me sir.
All right.
And now I come here, and more people are calling me sir.
Here's
a texter on the Health There text line says, you're in the South, as if that's the explanation for it.
Well, it is a good explanation.
But listen, is Houston the South? Maybe.
Well,
but
technically.
Only the last 6 months, though. Like, what has happened in the last 6 months
here's what we need
that
to
makes
do.
Everyone calling me sir all of a
here's
sudden?
Here's what we need to do. We need to wash that gray right out of your hair.
Is that what we're going to do? Should I dye this thing?
I think you should do that. Just as an experiment for the show and see if people stop calling you sir.
Ooh. See if people stop calling me sir.
I can tell you one thing.
Maybe.
I have never called you sir, nor shall I.
Well, that's because you're older than I am.
Exactly.
That you're older than I am, so you're not going
so you're
to call me sir.
You're still a kid to me.
Well, yeah, see, I guess I would still like the youthful exuberance that comes with people not calling me that, right? When I'm asked paper or plastic at the grocery store, I don't want to be called sir. When I hand in my rent check, I don't want to be said thank you, sir. Do I really look that old to you? For crying out loud,
Here's
this
a way
is
to
terrible.
Fix it. Here's another way to fix it. Just become a complete punk. A big-time jerk, the biggest jerk that you can think of, up that by 10%.
I've surmised for quite some time now, Lonzo, you're trying to get me to lose my job here, and this is where you're going for.
I'm trying to help you, and there are other ways to do that.
Yeah. Be a jerk to everyone here, Mark. They'll stop calling you sir. You won't have money for rent or food, but you know, no one will call you sir anymore. Okay? It'll be fantastic.
You're making me sound evil. I'm not evil.
Yeah, and I'm kind of getting grumpy about it, Lonzo. I feel kind of like a grumpy old man right now because I don't feel like, in terms of how I view myself, in terms of what I see in the morning every morning, I don't see a sir in the mirror that looks back at me.
So in your mind, what is the age? Is there an age in your mind where then it's okay to be called sir?
You know, kind of like an old ass man with it that's filled with white hair and has like a kind of a big ass belly. You know, that would be a sir, right? Mustache, big-ass belly, completely white hair. Lonzo, you look a lot like a sir to me, you know?
Except for the big belly.
I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But, you know, it's how I feel, man. There's a weird thing going on in the last 6 months where now 100% of people are referring to me like that.
To me, you're not old until you get into your 60s. Then I think you're getting old.
Really?
Yeah, that age gets pushed back a decade as I get closer to each other age. For a time, it was 30, then it was 40, then it was 50, now it's 60.
Man, this is just a really weird phenomenon, and I'm not comfortable with it. And if you see me out and about...
You want to be disrespected.
If you see me out and about in the Greenville, Spartanburg, Clemson, Anderson, Malden, upstate region... Ladies and gentlemen, if I may make one request of you, pretty please, please, just call me Mark. Do not call me sir. Don't call me mister. Don't call me sir. I'm just Mark, okay? I should always be that age, all right? I never want to be known by anything different than that.
No, if you see him, call him, hey, you're Mark with a C.
There you go.
You're Mark with a C.
It's really getting me down, Lonzo. I'll be real with you, man. It's really, really getting me down. All right, coming up next. Major League Baseball had an interesting tweet, and they asked the question, what would be your walk-up song if you played in Major League Baseball? So naturally, we're going to ask you that question, and yours truly and Lonzo will opine as well. That's next. You're listening to Offsides with Mark and Lonzo. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. If you like what you hear on Offsides, we ask that you simply tell one friend. Let one friend know about us and what we're doing here on the show. Would love to have you guys on board. Okay, so Fox Sports Major League Baseball has put out a tweet that said, what would be your walk-up song, right? And when Mariano Rivera was coming out of the bullpen, they played Enter Sandman, right? Because it was about to go, the opponent was about to go to sleep. And it got me thinking, what song, if you played it before I stepped into the batter's box, would guarantee that I hit a home run? Absolutely guarantee that I hit a home run. Now, I want to hear Lonzo's first, but here's the thing. I guarantee you none of you have ever heard of my song, okay? It's a little ditty called E.S. The band is called E.S. Posthumous. There's orchestra and there's brass instruments involved in this song. The song is called Unstoppable. You've never heard it before, but I think you're going to like it. Here's my walk-up song, guaranteed home run coming if you play this with Mark walking to the dish. And that home run just flew 621 feet. 621 feet. It is gone, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely gone, and you know you love it. And there is my walk-up song, and there is no way any pitcher is ever going to strike me out with that walk-up song. Oh, the gauntlet has been drawn, Lonzo, and I don't think you can compete. Let's hear your video game walk-up song, Lonzo. What do you got for me? You're walking up to the dish. What is playing?
So you said video game walk-up song. I didn't have time to get a walk-up song, so I will go with something else just because it has a special meaning to me. And I think a walk-up song should have special meaning to you. And this was a favorite song from a guy named Russ Castle who did the morning show over on WORD for like 30 years or something like that, who passed away. This was his favorite song, and I've always loved this song. So I think...
I mean, you're really showing your age here, Lonzo.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. It's a great song. And here's the other thing. I wouldn't have just one walk-up song. I'd have to have...
No, you got to have one. You're branded by the one. What was Chipper Jones' walk-up song again? He had one that he played every single time.
I don't know, man. I need more than one.
Our listeners know what it is. You got to have a walk-up song. It's funny. I'm listening to this song, and I just see you striking out, Lonzo. I just see you striking out. I'm sorry. I don't see it working very well for you.
It's because I played a man sport called football.
Oh, really? Is that the case? Is that the case? All right, guys, what do you think of our walk-up songs? We have a tweet that's come in here. Steve Rogers says he wants the Pokemon theme song. The Pokemon theme song. Uh-oh, Steve. I don't know if that's great.
Got to be the very best.
But he does love the show, though.
Like no one ever was.
He does love the show, though. So that's a very, very good thing. Do you know, I got in trouble as a teacher because we were doing like, the student TV show. We were doing a pickup lines thing for Valentine's Day on the high school student TV show, right? And so a teacher said to a student, "Are you a Pokemon? Because I want a Pikachu," which is a Pokemon, and they pulled the segment from the student TV show because of that.
Yeah, a teacher can't say that to a student.
No,
that's
no,
pretty
the,
bad.
No, 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 the student said it to the teacher. So
that's
what?
That's not what you said.
No,
you
the said student the... said it okay. to the teacher. Are you a Pokemon? Because I want a Pikachu. Give me a break. All right, coming up next, the NBA trade deadline reveals clear winners, clear losers, and some great drama. He's Lonzo Imark. We are Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.